This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
You're so not a man in that relationship.
Why?
Jamie.
Coming up to the trip, like, you didn't know where you were staying, you didn't know where you were going, you changed it all. It's like, I wonder if she ever wants to just relax and have a man take care of her.
BJ.
I hope not. She does. She's screwed. Because I don't plan on planning anyway.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hootie-hoo, hello, welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9, here on this Monday morning, October 29th. You can also get us on the Odyssey app, it's free.
Why does it good say morning, the 28th?
Jamie. Oh, the 28th?
Yeah, it's 28th.
My bad. I'm a day ahead.
I'm like, wait a minute, what? Yeah. What, it's a time machine.
I'm lost this morning.
I guess. Yeah. It's the 28th.
How was your weekend?
Don't panic, anybody. Yeah. Everybody's like, what? The what? Yeah, it's the 28th.
3 days from Halloween, right?
3 days.
3 days, and we're
so
set
it's
to go.
Thursday, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're all set. We're ready to go, man.
Good.
Yeah, got all the decorations up.
Did you get the candy?
Got the candy.
Did
got
you eat
it all
any?
Set. No, I haven't eaten
you
any
haven't?
Candy.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I instead ate donuts over the weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I went out and got myself a 12-pack.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they were delicious.
Yeah.
I ate them all.
Oh, good.
All of 12 in 2 days.
From Desert Donuts?
No, actually, I just bought them at King Supers.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I didn't make it over to Desert, although their donuts look awesome.
Aren't those crazy?
Yeah. The ones I get are really simple, you know. They're pretty
because
bland.
I will tell
to
you, Desert Donuts, they're going to be a new advertiser. So.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, so we love them.
Yeah, good.
Yes.
I love donuts.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
so it works.
Coming.
It works.
I wonder if we could work a deal that we get donuts every day.
I don't know.
That'd be awesome. Awesome.
It would be great.
I wouldn't it though?
My favorite
so
one
cool.
is the one that we had. What was that one called? What was it?
The churro donut.
Churro.
Yeah. Churro.
Oh,
donut.
My God.
So good.
So, and it tasted like a real churro.
Yeah, it did.
For me, the donuts, the more crap you put on top of them, the more I love them.
Yep. Yeah.
I load them up.
Yeah. So, anyway.
How was your weekend?
It was a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was a lot. I had a lot going on. I didn't go to the game yesterday.
Oh, you didn't?
I did not. No.
Oh.
But I was kind enough to let them know Friday evening.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they could find a replacement.
Right, so
did they
good.
Win?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Kind of a blowout.
Oh, was it?
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the other team scored first. And then it looked
I bet
like,
that's scary.
Yeah, it was a little scary. Yeah. And then after they scored, we came back and scored 21 points in the second quarter.
Oh, so crap.
21-7 at half.
Holy.
So it looked real good.
Yeah.
And they sucked. They were
oh, they were?
Yeah.
I know, but I bet we got real scared at the beginning.
Yeah, it was a little dicey, yeah.
I was on the edge of my seat like, oh my God, we're going to lose to the worst team in the league. Because we haven't been playing so well at home. Most of our losses have come at home.
Yeah.
We're better on the road.
Right.
Yeah, so it was a little bit dicey,
a little
but
scary.
We pulled it out
okay.
Next to the rescue.
Good. Oh, yeah. Thank God. So. Yeah, I didn't, there's so much going on and I'm leaving town this week. And so I'm like, what am I doing? I cannot take a Sunday and spend the whole day at a football game. And we have Mark's going away party on Wednesday.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was like, I got to get stuff done.
And when you're doing a football game at the stadium, it's an all-day deal.
It is.
I mean, you have to dedicate yourself. Yeah, I'll have a great time, but you got to dedicate yourself to all day.
It's a whole day.
Game.
Yeah.
Because you leave at like 11, 10:30 in the morning. You don't get home till like 9 o'clock.
Exactly.
It's a long day.
So I'm getting a new roof at the cabin.
You
so
are?
It's very exciting. Yeah.
Insurance?
No.
You just have to pay for it straight up?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Have you got estimates yet?
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing it tomorrow. He's going to fix it tomorrow.
Can I guess?
Well, it's just a little cabin.
Well, I'll just guess.
Okay.
$2,500? For a room? Well, she said it was small. And I've never been out there.
And gutters.
I was thinking it was like a shed.
And gutters. And he's,
all right, let me
re-guess. Wait, okay. And
re-guess.
So gutters, because the wind tore off all the gutters. Oh, all okay. of them.
Now, look, I've not been in the roofing market for long.
Okay, and so it's a three-bedroom, two-bath.
Oh, that's much bigger than just a small cabin. Hell, it's as big as my house. Your little cabin's bigger than most palatial estates
out
there. Seriously. All right, so three bedrooms.
Two baths, yeah.
$15,000.
No, it's a little cheaper than that.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know where I'm at with roofs.
I know.
I got nothing else to do today.
It's like in the $10,000 range.
Is it?
Yeah, with the like the gutters and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you couldn't get insurance out there, right?
Nope, can't get. I can't get fire. I can't get water.
That's gotta be scary.
I'm flood. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm putting a $10,000 roof on there, and if it catches on fire, I'm screwed.
Well, here's a story we'll get to later this morning of a homeowner. And remember, we mentioned this. I don't know, several months ago, how these insurance companies are using drones now.
Oh yeah.
And there's a story out there of a drone that spotted a small puddle on a roof. They've been paying their premium for 30 years, and they canceled it.
No!
Over a puddle. They found puddled water, they said.
Oh, my God. Drum. Remember how many people in North Carolina and Florida have been just dropped?
Yeah.
Just completely dropped.
It's unbelievable.
They're not even going to insure them anymore.
That home insurance thing is the biggest scam there is. Because most people pay for their entire lifetime.
I don't even turn stuff in.
And never use it.
Oh, I don't because I'm scared. Because everybody's like, yeah, because I need a new roof at my real house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know I have hail damage. I'm not going to turn it in.
Yeah, you think over the next 5 years, you're going to jack up the premium so much that you pay for it.
Exactly.
And it's like, I'll just do it myself. They scare the living Jesus out of us.
They do. Yeah, because they're like, they'll drop you.
Ah! I know. All right, welcome to a Monday, October 28th. All right, there we go. I'll be right back. Or we'll be right back. I don't know about me.
Wait, what?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'm a little disheveled this morning. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, you are.
Just all over the place.
Sure
are.
Yep.
I apologize, Jamie.
Okay.
Because that gets on your nerves. Well, I mean, gets on my wife's nerves.
Yeah. I mean, you seem like you're just dumb.
I did get dumbed down over the weekend. I was telling you, I went to the movies.
Yeah.
I went and saw Wild Robot.
Whoa, Wild Robot. I hear that's like a top five movie right now at the box office.
Oh, yeah. That robot's going to win an Oscar.
Yeah.
That is the dumbest movie
I've never even
seen.
Heard of
no.
it.
No.
You've never heard of Wild
no.
Robot?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, that little is everywhere.
Mm.
Yeah, she's everywhere.
It's a she?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a boy.
She.
I don't know why.
Yeah. It's amazing, though. You go see, because I'd never heard of it either.
Yeah.
Before we went to the movie, and then I've seen it like four or five times over the weekend. The Wild Robot image, that is.
Oh,
that
gotcha.
Character that's
yeah.
in it. Uh-huh. Yeah, so I got a little dumbed down over the weekend by going to the movie.
Did you get the nachos?
I did not get the nachos.
I don't know why. I feel like movie nachos are the best nachos. And I have no idea why.
They have the best cheese.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They just feels really processed and just horrible for
you. It's just delicious.
Yeah.
And the jalapenos in it, too.
Yeah, they're the best $25 nachos you can buy.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, we got just the popcorn, and then Frog had me running back and forth to the concessions through the whole movie.
Why?
Because he was hungry.
Oh.
He wanted a hot dog. Then he wanted pizza. Then he wanted this.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Wow. How old is he?
6.
And he had pizza and a hot dog?
Well, they didn't have hot dogs.
Oh.
So he didn't get a hot dog. We just had pizza.
My God. How much does he weigh?
He's getting up there. Like father, like son. Yeah. Or like son, like father. Yeah, something like that.
I feel like this is going to be your fault if he's tubby.
I'm already hearing it.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
The Reese's Cups. Help.
Yeah. That's why you have to buy Halloween candy that you don't like. That's why I always get Twix, because I hate Twix. And the only way I like Twix, and I've told you this, is if you hold the little cookie part and you scrape the chocolate and the caramel on your teeth, and then you just get the caramel and chocolate and you throw away the cookie.
I like it. It's a good plan.
Yeah.
I do get accused of being, and I am, I'm a food pusher.
Yeah.
I am a food pusher. I love to prepare food, and I love to, you know, whatever I've got, I love to just push it on to people too. You're kind of a show pusher.
Yeah,
movies or documentaries and things like that. That's kind of your nature.
Oh my
too.
God,
mine
you
falls
know what?
Into food.
You know what? Yeah. I met a guy yesterday, and he was cracking me up because he's just like you. And he said, and things of that nature,
So I crack you up?
No, like every 5 minutes he was going, and things of that nature, and I was like, oh my God. In my head, I'm like, oh my God, I'm sitting next to BJ. I was at Bud's, and I was like, I'm literally sitting next to BJ, and things of that nature.
I feel like I'd fit into Bud's then.
You would. This guy, he said it like 80 times.
Really?
Wow. It was so crazy.
Man, I catch myself. I try to cut back.
I know you do.
Because I've been made so aware of it.
Uh-huh.
It's hard.
It is.
It's really difficult. When you get caught into a saying that you've used a lot, it's hard to break that habit, man.
Well, I told you that I applied for Workman's Comp on for radio.
Yeah.
Because my boss told me I said too much, and. And so then as you're talking, and I'd freak out and I couldn't even do the show anymore.
Yeah, it distracts you.
It does. It gets in your head. It confuses you.
So I called our CEO on the radio and I said, listen, I need Workman's Comp because my boss told me I said too much and I am paralyzed right now.
It's messing with you mentally.
It handcuffs you, doesn't
it? It does.
You don't know what to say next. You're afraid you're going to make a mistake.
Exactly. Yeah. And things of that nature.
I try to catch myself. Jamie knows when I get right up to the edge.
Yeah.
And I'll change the last word.
And such.
Yeah. And such doesn't seem as cool, though.
Right.
I like nature.
It was my go-to. I almost recorded him so we could play it because I was like, this is weird. Yeah. I know this guy.
Reminded you of me, huh?
Yeah.
Well, he must have been a handsome feller. Handsome little feller. Probably just jovial and made you laugh a lot. And things of that nature, you know?
Oh, God.
It's going to be one of those things.
Yeah.
Oh!
What?
I worked out Thanksgiving.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I got to tell you this after tabloid trash.
I was like, I thought you said you did a workout.
No.
I was like, he went to the gym?
No. It's going to get crazy. I wouldn't do something like that and things of that nature. Listen, Linda, I worked out Thanksgiving. I got it all set. I got the plan. I'll reveal it to you after tabloid trash.
Are you happy?
Well, it only cost me $2,000.
Oh. Oh, because you're flying in the whole,
Wait till you hear. Wait till you hear.
Oh, my God. All to prove a point.
Oh, my God.
You're paying
God.
For everybody all to prove a point. Well, I have family, too.
Plus one. Plus one.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Girlfriend?
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Tabloid trash is next. I'm such a sucker, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
So I decided I'm going to go with no on 127.
Yep. Oh, so you're set up to vote?
Yeah, yeah.
You read about it?
Well, I was driving out to the cabin, and there's literally 200 posters on the way there, and yeah. Those are my people, so I think they know what they're doing.
And the poster said no.
They say no.
Do we know what 127 means? What it stands for?
They don't want you to hunt mountain lions.
They don't?
No.
I'm going to vote no, too. You convinced me because I feel like your people are my people.
They are my people, yeah.
All right, let's all vote no.
I mean, you can vote however you want. And I'm sure yes has a good reason, too. But I mean, literally, as I was driving, I was like, because, I mean, it's all like farmers out there. And it's, you know, it's just mountain people, right? Yeah. And so I'm driving. I'm like, yeah, these are my people. They know what they're talking about. And they seem very, very adamant about it.
I'm not going to follow you bankers and accountants. I'm following the mountain people.
Yeah. So anyway, so I decided on that one. I got one under my belt.
For you.
Yay!
You just need to drive into neighborhoods that you can relate with.
Exactly.
And then look for the sign.
Yeah.
And then just take note. And that's how you vote.
Exactly. Now, some of those people, I will say, because they show up at the Sprucewood.
Yeah.
Some of them don't have their teeth, but they're my people.
Yeah, but no teeth or having teeth doesn't really dictate policy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it just means poor
vote by teeth.
Oral care.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Only if it's an insurance dental question, then you could vote one way or the other.
There's this one guy that shows up at the Sprucewood. He's hilarious. He's missing like three teeth on this side, and he just sticks his tongue through the hole. The whole time you're talking to him. While you're speaking, he sticks it through the hole.
Just messes with you.
There's a store. All right. Listen. There's a store that I go into. And what is her name? I can't think of her name. There's a lady that works there. The lady probably is 65, something like that, right? And it's a cigar store. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I go in there, and she has the most jacked up teeth you've ever seen in your life. Okay? We're talking summer teeth. Some over here, some
over there.
There,
yeah.
Right? I mean, they're bad. She's got one that just points at you. Okay. And it's hard not to look. Dude, I go in. I haven't been in there in probably 3 months. I go in there on Friday, this past Friday.
Uh huh.
She's got new teeth.
She does?
I guess they yanked them all and gave her dentures.
Wow.
I guess that's what I'm...
Or maybe she got veneers or something.
We're talking pearlies.
Really?
I mean, just unbelievable smile.
Wow.
It made such a difference.
Yeah.
It was I'm just staring at, I didn't want to say anything. What happened to your silver teeth? I see you got new tooths. I didn't know what to say to her, so yeah. I didn't say anything, but I couldn't quit staring.
I'd say something like, wow, your smile looks amazing.
I'll go back.
Yeah.
I'm glad I came to you first. I was afraid I was going to say the wrong thing.
Well, yeah.
Like, man, it's about time you got rid of the jacked up teeth you had, girlfriend. You were killing me.
Oh, God. All right. Anyway, Liam Payne, they said, was seen passed out in the lobby of his Buenos Aires hotel. We're also finding out that the reason why he was at this hotel is he had previously been kicked out of another hotel.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Now, I heard also, now, I don't know if we reported this or not, Jamie, if I did, if I didn't, you know, catch on to it, then forgive me for it, but wasn't he in a suite that was booked out because of a wedding, but he refused to leave?
And
the wedding party, they were scrambling, because I guess there's not a lot of different high-end suites in Argentina.
Uh-huh.
So, therefore, this wedding party had booked it like 6 months ago.
And he wouldn't leave? Wow.
He wouldn't leave, and the hotel was perplexed. They couldn't figure out how to get rid of him.
I guess he had been kicked out of another Buenos Aires hotel because he was being a nuisance and disturbing the other guests and appeared intoxicated. And so they kicked him out, and he went to Casa Sur Hotel. They said that he kept going down to the lobby. One witness said that he came down to the lobby and he smashed his laptop. And then they said he passed out, and then they actually put him over their shoulder and took him back upstairs. So
I saw some of the videos of him in the lobby greeting some of his fans, and he looked jacked up, man. He looked like he was on something for sure.
Sorry, I'm reading.
Oh.
I can't read and talk at the same time. It's weird. Can you?
No.
I can't. No, my brain does not allow that.
No.
All right. Anyway. So it said that he had a dangerous cocktail of drugs in his system, including Cristal. Which is not the Cristal, that's the fancy champagne. It's like Crystal or something. A drug that creates powerful hallucinations, and pink cocaine, also called Tootsie, which combines Tootsie.
It has ketamine, meth, and MDMA in it.
And ecstasy.
Yeah,
is that
that's
one?
That's what MDMA is.
I don't know my drug.
Yeah.
No, he's got a college degree.
Well, he's also done them.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't done meth. I want to say that. I have not done meth.
I just wanted to go the high road. College degree.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Anyway, we grew up different. anyway, all right. Shaquille O'Neal is getting a lot of pushback. A lot of people are really, really mad at him right now because they said that he was really inappropriate. The way he spoke about Angel Reese, she's a WNBA player, and he talked about her short shorts. Here it is.
Bro, imagine you.
I'm not imagining.
Let me finish. Imagine you in the same little shirt you had on at the Wild and Out show, Duncan. You know how many t-shirts you're going to sell, Chris? You tripping.
Oh, my God.
What? What?
God.
The same little shirt you had on.
Okay, all right.
Duncan.
All right.
Bro.
She's like, stop.
Yeah, it's like uncomfortable.
Yeah, because she had these little short shorts on where her ass cheeks hung out.
Yeah.
And like, what is he doing? He never seemed like a pervert until now.
He's like, you'd make a lot of money.
Yeah, I know, right? Weird.
That's a point, though. Well, if she were dunking in those shorts, she'd probably sell a lot of them. I'm just saying that he's not really, I mean, he's coming from a marketing angle. It's not pervert. You know, it's more marketing.
Yeah,
make her money. Wasn't she complaining that the WNBA, she doesn't make enough money to pay her rent?
Yeah. She did say that.
Did she say that?
Yep, she did. Her rent is $5,000 a month.
Maybe it's time to dunk.
Spadil loves that.
Spadil. I love your giggle, buddy.
Liz
doesn't.
I need
to record that, so I've got it on play over here. Whenever I need it.
Oh, man.
Like when you're off paintballing, I miss it. I really do.
Can we move on? Okay, good. All right. Nick Cannon talks about how he was so insecure while he was married to Mariah Carey. Here it is.
You know, I got married in my 20s still, you know what I mean, to the biggest star in the world. And my trajectory was here, and then hers, she's already in a different stratosphere. So, you know, I would lay up at night thinking, like, is this who I am? Am I Mariah's man? Is that what my life is supposed to be? There's nothing wrong with it.
I understand it, though. Like, you know, it's like,
and I got really comfortable in it. She got islands, and I'm waking up at noon, and people bringing me steaks on a platter. And I'm like, I'm just not that dude, you know? And her and I never had problems.
Yeah.
Never argued, never, even with me struggling in this space, I'm not being the dude that God put me on this earth to be.
You know, so it's, they say that Juliana Hough, you know, Dancing with the Stars chick or whatever. Huff, sorry. I always call her different names, don't I? Anyway, that she had the same thing when she was dating Ryan Seacrest, that she kind of, she just was like, oh my God, he has so much money. He has all this power and I'm just lost.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, like she had to go out and like make a career of her own.
And everybody thought you're only with him because he has so much money and stuff like that. But
I could see that though. Couldn't you?
I could.
I could see it.
But I'm with him if I'm waking up on her private island and there's a steak, you know, in my bed.
Yeah. That's gotta be hard to give up.
I could be all right with that.
Yeah. I could get over the whole career thing.
How many people think that Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce are way overexposed?
Oh
my God.
I agree.
Jason Kelce is actually agreeing with this now. So Jason Kelce said he couldn't agree more with certain NFL fans who say that the former Eagles star appears on too much TV. He said, I couldn't agree more with you. How is it even possible to film that many commercials? He says, my daughter sees enough of me. She doesn't need to see more of dad's face or, because he's on every ad. He and Travis are on every ad. One time I saw them like right in a row. Yeah. I was like, somebody should schedule that.
Yeah. Never. Back to back.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, he agrees with it. Well, finally, somebody agrees with
it. Peyton Manning too.
Peyton Manning?
He's everywhere.
Yeah, he is in a lot of places, isn't he? All right. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Wait, I wrote something down. Oh no, that wasn't it. And then finally, Liam Neeson says he's madly in love with Pamela Anderson.
He is?
Yeah.
Liam Neeson?
Yeah. Didn't his wife die? His wife was like in an accident or something.
Who is he?
He's an actor, Liam Neeson.
Yeah, he was in Taken, the movie. The big action star.
I don't know.
Yeah, but he is doing a movie with Pamela Anderson. And he said he's in love with her. Oh, I hope she finds love.
Yeah.
I would really like that for her. You know? Her and her little eyebrows.
I don't know this guy.
Liam Neeson?
Yes,
you do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do know him.
If you saw him,
you would know him.
Was he a wild robot?
He has a really specific set of skills.
I only know wild robot right now. I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
you know
good
Liam.
For her.
Yeah, yeah. But you know him. I swear you know him.
I do.
Yes, for sure.
Well, I'll look at a picture and see.
Yeah. And then finally, also, Wild Robot came in number 4 this weekend.
Thanks to me.
Yeah.
Thanks to me and my $20 popcorn.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tell the trash.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.